Five ways to rethink modernization for your court. Courts are being asked to do more with limited resources, restricted budgets, and systems that weren't built for today's demands. Vendors offering modernization with complete product overhauls have become the norm. But is that what modernization really means? A new product? How often do we stop and examine what modernization really means in today's environment? Ultimately, is the status quo the best way forward for your court? Maybe there is a better way. Maybe it is time to rethink modernization. We are doing just that and are starting by asking questions. Here are five questions to get us started. 1. Are you digitizing or modernizing? Digitization and modernization are often used interchangeably, but should they be? You need both, but most modernization projects today actually stop at digitization without any forward thinking. Are we just digitizing old workflows? Or should we examine whether current processes were built for paper-era assumptions and simply ported online without rethinking the structure? No court wants to invest in a solution that's outdated before it's fully implemented. 2. Is there really a one-size-fits-all solution? The short answer is no. When vendors show up with a pre-built answer before they have heard the question, it results in a solution that was never shaped around a court's specific needs, existing infrastructure, or path forward. As AI continues to introduce new opportunities and challenges for court technology, that gap will only get wider. 3. Should long implementation timelines be a thing of the past? Years-long implementation cycles have become so common that many courts have come to accept them as unavoidable. But long timelines are really just a carryover of the one-size-fits-all approach. A full system overhaul and large data transfer place a burden on everyone involved. Is that the cost of modernization, or a symptom of how these solutions were built in the first place? 4. What if you had a partnership over a solution? Digitizing vendors, let's start updating our vocabulary, are selling legacy, complex, and cumbersome solutions that are expensive and take years to implement. What would it look like if a vendor came to the table without a predetermined answer? A true partnership starts with understanding current systems, the problems that need solving, and a forward-thinking view of workflows. As AI drives long-term institutional redesign, solutions will need to be flexible, agile, and built to integrate. 5. Is e-filing an afterthought? Data integrity is the foundation of any technology project, especially in the age of AI. But where does case data originate? It starts at the point of e-filing, making that data first integrity essential from the beginning. Yet e-filing is often treated as secondary, with the assumption that any solution will work once the right CMS is in place. But is that a risk worth taking? The future of court modernization starts with the right questions. Courts best positioned for the future are those that challenge long-standing technology assumptions. Modernization is not just a technology upgrade, it is a mindset shift.